All right, y'all. Welcome to the Ball Brothers Music Especial. You know I'm a music historian. Me, myself, Kev on stage. We got another music historian over here.
Tony Baker.
We're here to wax poetic on all things random. Help you get you through the workday, your laundry, sex. People don't listen to podcasts during sex, do they?
They shouldn't.
Nah, I don't think so.
Y'all ain't never had sex, and then the song just click over to the podcast. You're like, what up, y'all? Kev on stage, Tony Baker. Pumps.
That would be funny, though. Pumps. Sometimes it happens when it happens. You might not.
Sometimes you. I've been, you know what I'm saying, heated fellowship as Duran Bernard comes on. And, you know, a friend of mine is on the TV, yeah, on their show. I got to turn you off. Oh. I feel like you saw me.
You're in the room.
I got to cut it off. If I know you, I got to cut it off.
That's funny, though.
Because I know more and more actors. You should never be a thing. Don't matter what's on TV. I don't know none of y'all.
Yeah.
Now I might see you at Whole Foods. And you don't know you saw me. And you were in character, but just
it in.
Cut it off.
Whatever's on, it's just on.
The TV's on, man.
It's just pumps in a bump. I get to it later. I laugh about it later, like, yo, Schindler's List. We were smashing the Schindler's List.
The red jacket.
This is crazy.
All right, y'all. Today we're doing California versus Louisiana. L.A. versus L.A., but not just L.A. Full California versus Louisiana. Who has the better rappers? I've been assigned California. West Side, Tony's taking Louisiana.
Christ.
That's Church not how boy. They do it?
Not in 20 years.
Dub C.
West Side. Suburban, man. They been
corrupt.
Like, man, get this square up out of
come
here.
Come on,
dog.
Man. West Side, nigga.
Doing that?
Huh?
Yeah, Kendrick's yelling out today.
Nah, man. That's how we did it in the 90s, y'all. All right, here we go. You, who's first? You?
I went first on the point guard. So
all right.
I don't know why he did that.
First up, Roddy Ricch. No, I'm just playing. First up, I'm going to go Snoop Dogg, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to his album. I remember Snoop had like the good allure of like the Murder Was the Case trial happening when he was releasing music and people not knowing him being the relief pitcher.
Oh, my God.
It helped his whole...
He thought his life was over.
His personality and his rap persona was tremendously helped by beating that case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And his livelihood.
His livelihood, everything. Murder Was the Case.
He could have went down.
And I love his, like... I don't know how to describe it, but he just got like a smooth flow.
Yeah.
And he's also dabbled in a lot of different musics after. And, you know, he
reggae,
worked with... Yeah, reggae, yeah. Snoop Lion. He had a gospel album. But I'm talking like early Snoop. He also had a good run with No Limit. You know what I'm saying?
He had a good run with Pharrell, too.
Yeah. He had some fun song for the ladies. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Snoop, man. Who you got?
Okay, Snoop is a good... So, since you going... Because Snoop is really about style.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Loke dog.
So I'm going to go style, you know, somebody else with some style on it. I'm going to go Juvenile.
Oh, man.
Juvenile's 400 Degrees was like a tidal wave.
Man.
And so that album to me, I feel like his discography doesn't equal Snoop's discography, but album for album, Doggy Style versus 400 Degrees. Now we got a head-to-head.
And he also means a lot to Louisiana.
Absolutely.
The
to
way
the
Snoop
South in
means,
general.
Man.
They hold 400 Degrees in high regard down in that South.
That Back That Thing Up music video having regular New Orleans women.
Yeah.
They look like they was like, doing a music video. Can y'all be in it?
Yeah.
You know what? I can.
Yeah.
They weren't necessarily vixens in like the way like vixens were in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
They just had so many beautiful women in New Orleans. Yeah. Y'all get out here and twerk. Mm-hmm. Juvenile, shoot a video.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll keep your kids. Mm-hmm. I feel like kids was behind
what you
the
got
camera.
On right now? That's good.
Just wear what you have.
What you got on right now? Let's get it.
And everybody knows that song, so yeah.
Hell yeah, it's still to this day.
To this day.
As soon as it come on, the 99 and the 2000, everybody. You making a trip to the dance floor.
Cash Money Records taking over from the 99 2000. We said that in the 99, and we just never stopped saying it.
Right.
But from the, we said that in the 99. Cash Money was taking over. Man. Oh my God.
Boom.
All right, I'm going to go Ice Cube.
Ooh, okay.
Ice Cube.
See now.
From
now, the bars is hidden for real.
Yeah, man. No Vaseline.
Man,
him N.W.A. on the solo.
That's
tip.
One of the hardest diss tracks. Of
oh
all time.
My God!
He Your wiped face out was like N.W.A. by himself,
brother. Just me.
They jumped him.
Just
he was like,
oh shit.
He flipped Dre over, chopped Easy in the neck, grabbed his red, put his thumbs in his eyeball. And then Yella was like, hey, man. All right. Lucky you don't rap. You DJ Yella, you lucky you ain't said nothing on the track. I backhand you too, Yella.
Yes.
Yeah, but Ice Cube's album run from America's Most Wanted to Death Certificate to The Predator. And Kill At Will, that little EP, he was. I know you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm shaking my head. Why you gotta call it out, man? Let me know what
I
know.
I know you are familiar with Ice Cube and his prime.
America's Most Wanted, man. Just let me land. You ain't got to call out stuff. I need more people around me so I can just say my stuff. Be like, man, remember he did this? I don't gotta carry the conversation, but I could join. I can't carry what I can join.
But that run right there, man.
Yeah.
Crazy work. All right, so Ice Cube is tough.
Yeah, he is.
I got to bring somebody to the goddamn
Bring
table.
It to the front.
All right. I'm going to bring in Mystical. Because Ice Cube got that catalog, and so does Mystical. Mystical got a catalog. He predates his No Limit days. But then when he joined up with No Limit, and then when he was able to do even post No Limit,
you know, I didn't know Mystical had. I didn't know he had extensions.
Oh yeah, those are extensions.
I did. Yeah,
oh, I don't care. Once we talk about
Mystical did Big Crime, he's in jail.
Oh yeah, he can't stop doing the crime. He cannot stop doing
You can
the say,
crime. Listen to the lyric. I came with my dick in my hand. Hey.
Came with my dick in my hand.
Be cool. They trying to tell you. You was talking to yourself. He didn't be cool.
He was telling us.
He was trying to tell us, man. Like, we should have listened.
In with my dick in my hand.
That's a wild way to enter a room.
That's wild.
Danger. He was doggone a prophet.
Show me what you're working with. You better show me right now.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But Mystical's run was crazy.
Yeah,
too.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. I'm going to switch it up, Tone. What you switch Kendrick up? Lamar.
Oh, see now.
My favorite rapper.
Coming in here with the big joke.
Everything from.
I got my matchup for him.
What's the his mixtape? Section 80?
Yes.
Every album from Section 80.
Let me see what you know, Ken. Let me see what you know.
Section 80 is a great album. Yeah. He got that. Is it a UGK sample?
Which song?
In there. Oh, man. Let me play it for you. Hold on.
Section 80. That was a good.
I love Section 80. Mm-hmm. Is it Hold Up or is it ADHD? Hold on. Not Rick and Mortis, is it?
Is it dan-dan-dan-dan-dan-dan?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is something else. ADHD?
No, this ain't the song I'm talking about.
This is the song that keeps playing on my thing when it resets.
Oh, you ended up hating that song.
So I ended up hating it.
Hold on, Tone. What happens is when I get on this album, I just keep listening to the song over and over. Hold on.
It's from Section 80?
Yeah, hold on.
Talking about Rigor Mortis? Not Rigor Mortis.
Where can I go where I could just...
Christian Corinthians or whatever?
Let me go where I can just listen to it. Here we go. Is it Hold Up? No.
That one?
No. That's the same beat. Blow My High? This reminds me of UGK.
Oh, okay. My favorite song, and probably it might even be my favorite Kendrick song of all time, is on this album. It's Mo Goody.
Yeah.
What's the name of that?
Is it High Power?
It's Smoke good, eat good, live good.
Is it the chorus is what's gonna make you think it?
Huh?
The chorus.
Waiting for the chorus on
yeah.
This. What's the name of that song, y'all? Smoke good, eat good, live good.
That's exactly what this sound like. BJ's college kid is on this. Keep a leader in my cup.
Everybody want a ball.
Holler at ball at the mall.
No, it's on Section 80.
Is it high power?
No, if you ask me if it's high power, one more
blow
time.
Blow my high.
No. With a DLC, I get it in there.
Never.
Whole Man's Dream.
Whole Man's Dream.
That's my favorite Kendrick song. Smoke good.
I feel like I live in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, not where we live. South of the 10. We on the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is my favorite Kendrick song.
Mm.
Street all nigga right. For real, nigga. Swear with you. Eyes, nigga.
All right, who you got, Tone?
So I'm bringing, I got to bring Lil Wayne to the table.
Oh!
Got to.
Yeah.
If you pull Kendrick out, I was like,
yeah.
Lil Wayne.
Yes.
He is, you know.
Yes.
Nothing else needs to be said.
It's yes.
It's Lil Wayne.
Yes.
And, you know, his run on the mixtapes.
I'm with you.
What just solidified him.
Once you hear that lighter rapper. Flick.
Yeah. That mixtape era was crucial for him. Like, the Carter.
Yes.
And then the Carter 2. And then the mixtapes after that, it was just like.
He had a, what's about a, what, 6 year, 7 year? There was a minute where Wayne, he was like Rihanna, like, anything I touch, gold, thank you very much. Then I'm going to go do skater music.
Then he put out the Carter 3, did over a million in a week, which was crazy.
Woo!
Which was crazy.
Well, they don't sell music like that no more.
A million.
That's hard copies, right?
I think at
or
that
that's
time,
some streaming.
The streaming was kind of coming in at that point, but it was still mostly hard copy at that time.
Yeah.
So he did a good, solid.
He did a
over
good.
A million in a week, though.
All right. I'm going to switch it up on you.
Oh.
He's never considered L.A., but he is.
Oh.
Tyler, the Creator.
Ooh.
Tyler, the Creator has created a different sound very often. Super artistic music, visuals.
Yeah.
He's also built the whole Golf Wang thing, Misfits band, the internet, all that stuff, the Frank Ocean, the whole collective Earl Sweatshirt, all that type of stuff. And he doesn't get mentioned with LA rappers the way he should.
Right.
Because he doesn't rap the same way.
Yeah.
So I think people don't be, even though he's all like Hawthorne, you know what I'm saying?
He'd be
like, I'm LA too, y'all.
He's big LA.
Bring me in with, consider me.
He big LA.
And he's huge as an artist.
Right.
Like Tyler, y'all.
Yeah.
The Creator.
He's one of the biggest artists out right
1,000%. Mm-hmm. Pretty consistently getting better as well.
Oh, yeah. He's
you know what I'm saying?
I like Tyler. I rock
yeah.
with Tyler. He's one of my son's favorite.
Yeah.
So, you know, he tapped into the youth.
Yep.
The show. So, all right, I got to bring somebody.
Bring somebody, Tone.
So, I'm bringing in Tyler, the Creator is tough. I'm going to go, but I'm cheating because I'm using the production more so than anything because it just shifted the culture. I'm bringing in Manny Fresh.
As a rapper?
I'm leaning on produce.
But
lyrically,
we didn't say producers from California. Well, okay.
Say rapper.
You know what? I know what you're going to say. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. And, go ahead.
He's just instrumental in,
yeah.
in the whole shift down in that South.
Yes.
Which transpired into everything else. And help the South keep its reign of rap music.
For sure.
So I'm going to switch it up. Manny Fresh in there.
I'm going to go to the Bay.
Okay.
E-40. He from California.
He is.
More crisp than a chronolite. I'm more hip than the hippopotamus. I be on hip like a neurologist.
Bing, 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 bing.
I was in middle school bing, and bing. I heard that and I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
This is amazing. Hyphy movement. Mm-hmm. Go. Jesus Christ had dreads, so shake it. I ain't got nothing, but I'm planning on growing some. Imagine all the Hebrews going dumb. His Tiny Desk is amazing.
Yeah.
I love 40 Water.
40 Water.
40 Water.
Timer.
E-40, y'all. 40 with water. The glasses on the edge of the nose and the beanie rolled up.
Sprinkle me.
Sprinkle me. Love E-40.
E-40 is fantastic.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to go Kevin Gates. I'm bringing Kevin to the Louisiana fold. He's very much in the now.
He is. He was just singing in front of Bobby Altoff.
He was what?
Singing in front of, or performing in front of Bobby Altoff, that white girl who did the podcast with Drake in the bed. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was just an odd video.
Was it?
It was
he's an interesting
guy. It's an interesting cat.
But his Islam project was just shaking. It was waving. All that stuff. So I'm bringing Kevin Gates all right. to the table.
You want
to
go production trip? Dr. Dre.
Okay.
The Chronic. Okay. N.W.A. Dr. Dre. He gave you Eminem. He gave you 50 Cent. But we talking about production, and he was rapping.
Yeah.
He had some fun songs, too. Wasn't all gangster rap.
He was having a good time.
People still want The Chronic.
Let me ride.
Yeah. He was great. Dr. Dre.
So we going to impact, you know what I'm saying? Master P, though.
Oh, man.
Master
I thought P. you were going to go Silk the Shaka.
No, hell no. Because, you know, Dr. Dre is an architect. He's, you know, an orchestra is going on. We got to do that for Master P, man. He orchestrated a huge tidal wave of just.
Yeah.
He flooded the market with artists from the South.
And Pen that, and Pixel that, made $700 million off of No Limit
That
albums.
No Limit wave, they was putting out... They was putting out an album a week.
Yeah. That cover, Pen and Pixel would good.
I and wanted Cash Money was like, we want that as well.
Pen and Pixel was like, we gotta have 700 graphic, no they, Photoshop, they no AI. Them.
Just send me a picture of you at the crib.
With, and then I want send a picture. Large bears. With
I want two tigers on either side, butt cheeks in the front of that. So big steps to heaven. And then God in the center of it, and then me and God in the back, my arm around God. That's the album cover. I want some dice at the bottom of those steps. And they was like, "Oh, we got you." Same left. Like, hey man, I want a cane in my hand, hologram it so it moves like this when you first get the album, and then my teeth gonna change. Say less. I got. Yeah, do that. Do that. Yes.
Do that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go. How you feel about Tupac? We always argue about where he's from.
He's from New York.
He can't be from California for the purpose of my argument.
Nah, man.
He can't be? Too Short.
Yeah.
Blow the whistle. Too Short
I'm
and E-40.
I'm taking Tupac from you, man.
Too Short and E-40.
Too Short, yeah.
Too Short and E-40 are... Yeah. There's a lot of Bay Area. You got Mac Dre, you got Keek the Sneak, you got a lot of people, but I feel like Too Short and E-40 are probably the two most prominent Bay Area rappers.
Because they crossed over beyond just
the
regions. Like Mac Dre was huge in the Bay and
Kansas
City.
Yeah.
But Too Short was
he nationwide. And Blow the Whistle. Man.
And the longevity is crazy. Longevity is crazy. I'm coming in.
One more? Oh, you were singing. She
I'm
over there
in
just
with
vibing.
Lil Boosie Badass.
Lil Boosie?
Lil Boosie Badass. Even though I'm not a fan of his music, but. Not a fan. Whatsoever. But I do know.
Okay.
You know, he out here doing it. Independent women, you know what I'm saying?
If we going pure raps, The Game.
Oh, yeah.
The documentary. The Game.
The Game is underrated.
Red man. Rose, White Ceiling. He is underrated.
People underrate him because they probably don't like him.
1,000%.
But as a rapper.
But you can't take away his ability to rap.
Good.
Yes. The Game. I seen him at Six Flags. Didn't give me Black Guy Head Nod.
Oh, he did?
Didn't give me Black Guy Head Nod.
He gave you nothing?
He gave me nothing.
Okay.
And I still put him on the list.
Yeah.
I gave him good back neck because there wasn't a lot of, whoa.
Back neck? That's crazy. That's why he didn't say nothing.
But I was with my kids. He was with his kids. I'm not finna.
You thought that was the moment.
But I was heading out at all the black people because there weren't that many black people that day.
Yeah.
He stared me in my soul. No head nod.
Nothing.
And I said, one day, When I talk about rappers from California, I'm still going to give you your just due, JC.
But you got to remember, though, he's a gang member.
I feel you, but when you at Six Flags with your kids, man, we in the water park.
You're not sure, though.
We in the water park, dog. Hey, we in Hurricane Harbor.
You might look like the ops to him, maybe.
Tony, now you know me with my shirt off. Dang. You know I ain't got, you ain't got no beef with Cam. Nothing about me saying what this nigga want. I'm wholesome love.
You are wholesome, though.
You know what I see. I'm good day, sir. You know it ain't no smoke with me. I got no tattoos. At that time, I didn't have tattoos. I got soft arms. Nothing about me is intimidating.
Yeah.
He should have known.
He should have. Hey, listen, I'm a speaker. So.
But still.
Yeah.
Rapping ability.
Man, come on.
You got to put him where he belongs.
Documentary is a classic.
Man, for
sure.
And
I love Jesus Peace as an album. I love that album.
Me too. I love Jesus.
Okay, so let me come with somebody that can rap. That I know can rap.
Silk the Shock. I'm sorry, Silk, man. You ain't did nothing to me first.
I'm coming in with Currency.
Yo, good.
I like Currency a lot. He can rap. His output is insane.
Currency got a good him and Tech N9ne have the good model of just, it's me, my fans, my merch, my shows.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. And I can probably still move through the city.
I should have actually paired Currency up with Tyler, the Creator.
You should have.
But I forgot.
Tahir bought him a car as well.
He did. Currency is dope, though, man.
I like Currency a lot.
You know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting. That's a good model for a career.
Yeah.
Find those who like you, give them an album, T-shirt, and a live show.
Live your life, man.
And they come back and see you every time. Tech N9ne be in the top 10 rapper list every year.
On the money with make, this, yeah.
On the money make? Mm-hmm. 3 million in albums, 3 million in merch. 4 or 5 in live shows, 10 million often.
Staying under the radar.
Can go through an airport. You can go to a football game outside of the beard.
Yeah.
You know, you might not. If he cut the beard down, you probably wouldn't even recognize him. Yeah.
But yo, man, I don't know who that is.
So you win a couple people who mean a lot to the area. Nobody like Nipsey Hussle means what Nipsey Hussle means to L.A., Neighborhood Nip. In that Diddy, when that Diddy documentary came out, Diddy told him to stop clapping. He was like, man, I'm going to clap if I want.
And
Diddy was like,
I'm going to keep clapping. Diddy had nothing left, man.
Diddy, he was like, man,
tell
Lord.
Tell man what to do, man.
Nigga, what you mean I can't clap? Man.
Hell no.
When Nipsey passed, remember we was on the road?
Yeah.
We was sad.
I was big sad. It was right
before
the show.
We were in Tucson. I'm sorry to Tucson. We haven't been back to Tucson, by the way.
No.
Since. Yeah. Ah, man. When Nipsey passed, I was like, we all were just like, man.
That hurt my soul, though.
Tone.
His death hurt me.
You like, posted him for,
I
a,
posted
year
him for
straight.
A year straight. Every day. I posted
every
that
day.
Little, he had like these little 10 things of success.
The marathon.
Or whatever. I posted that once a day for a full year.
$1,000 album. He just had a good thing. He like.
Because you know what I liked about Nipsey? He was real, and the stuff that he talked about, it was just never fluff rap with him.
No.
Like, it always felt like his lyrics meant something. And
yes.
So, you know, I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nipsey Hussle.
Neighborhood
man.
Nip.
The marathon continues. I'm going to go somebody we lost as well then, Soulja Slim. You know, he meant a lot to people, you know, down in that South. And you know, down in that South. And I feel like he would have had a bright future as well had his life not been cut short.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go Soulja Slim.
How many I got left, Marquita? One? I don't care. You talk about overall impact. MC Hammer.
Oh yeah.
Hammer don't hurt him. Early 90s, music, Hammer Pants, cartoon. Lunchbox, tour, real nigga.
Real nigga.
They don't play with
you something
Hammer
right
don't
here,
hurt
right
him
now.
Wasn't just, it was, hey, he will hurt you.
He
That's
was,
why they say
he was
that.
Pulling mad people to the side. Because everybody thought they could play with Hammer's name in the rap game. Well, ain't no Hammer here.
All right.
Y'all going to be in Oakland? Bet that.
Hammer got shooters.
Apologizing like crazy.
Hey, Hammer don't hurt him. Me and Melissa was arguing about
Hammer, please don't hurt him. That's the name of the album. People think, is it Please Hammer, don't. No, nigga. Hammer, please. Don't hurt him.
Too legit to quit.
Come on, man.
Hey, hey.
There's a reason for the name.
Man, there was a 2 or 3 year run. And hardly anybody was bigger than Hammer. Pure.
Yeah.
Of all artists.
It's not many rap albums, period, that have been as big as Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him.
Man.
When Going Diamond was people going to the store and buying your shit for real.
When the cash register made,
yes, you had to go get the when the CD was in the long box.
No swiping.
Yes.
I've got to hand you
sold
money.
And them things, yeah. In the US.
He had the haircut. Yeah. He just had so many.
They could dance his ass off.
And he was.
Them dance moves was crisp.
Hey.
He was Bobby here. Brown had the most crisp.
Oh my
running
God.
Man.
Precise.
It was just poetry.
If I had one more, it would have been Eazy-E.
Oh.
But a Hammer is just overall impact. You know,
Eazy-E was impactful too.
Man. He was.
Because Hammer's impact was he didn't impact other rappers. Eazy did.
True. And then the whole Eazy
Hammer just impacted the world, but Eazy impacted rappers,
rap, gangster rap,
culture.
Bone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We also lost Eazy-E early.
I'm gonna take Eazy-E and bring him to Louisiana. Eazy-E. Eazy-E is who I'm ending it with. Eazy motherfucking. So I'm going to bring in last. It's hard to match up to MC Hammer.
Yeah, what you going to do? You ain't got nobody on that list. Close the laptop, man.
I'm
going to
bring Youngboy Never Broke Again.
You know what?
Because right now, he is huge.
He's low-key like Currency in Tech N9ne in the sense of like Young Boy just serves Young Boy fans.
And there's a lot of them.
And it's That's a lot.
It's a lot of them.
It's arenas full.
You know what I'm saying? And so
I think it was David Dennis. He went to a Young Boy concert and wrote an article about it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want to double check. I want to be wrong.
He's huge right now, though.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think it was him. Oh, yeah. He went to a concert to, like, understand Young Boy's allure.
Yeah.
He said it was one of the greatest times of his life.
Oh, wow.
He said them fans are insane Young Boy fans, know every lyric. It's just like we are us together.
Right.
Like, we don't need y'all to get it. Or like it. And he ends up selling
yeah.
some albums.
He's doing numbers out here, man.
David Dennis Jr. is a guy who went. But no, you're right. He doing numbers.
Yeah. In the now.
In the today.
In the today.
We're swiping, we're big swipers in link in my bio, tap to buy.
Yeah.
Stream.
Now on my end, I don't know none of his stuff.
No, come on, man.
But it's not for me, and that's fine. But I do know his
impact
is crazy.
You 48, man.
You know what I'm saying? But I do know his impact is crazy.
Them LSU receivers, they know Young Boy.
Yeah, for sure.
You 22 from Louisiana, 22 from anywhere.
Come on.
Alabama to L.A., they know Young.
Yeah.
They know Young.
Louisiana.
All right, I just want to shout out J-Rock, Money Tree's feature, my favorite feature of all time, of all rap.
This is how I feel.
That man said... Take your J's and tell you kick it where a Foot Locker is.
Man, listen. Cali got so many rappers.
Oh,
bro,
my
man.
God.
Cali is
I even say YG.
So many.
Donald Glover.
He from Cali? He from Georgia.
Is he?
Donald Glover?
No. I'm looking at it.
Oh. You fell right into the trap.
I'm looking at it.
Atlanta?
The black woman did it.
Atlanta.
Born.
Where was he raised?
That's that. When you get to California, it all gets mixed up. Where's Waka Flocka born and then raised?
Where Kanye West from?
Georgia.
And he was born in Atlanta. But we know he from Chicago. We do.
Is he?
He was born in Atlanta, but we know Kanye West is from Chicago.
I didn't know he was born from Atlanta.
Exactly. I didn't know Donald Glover was born.
But Donald Glover's out, man. Who even put him in there? Not me.
He claims Georgia.
Yeah, he does. The Atlanta show. Let's just delete that part, Greg.
No, leave it in.
Greg don't edit. Waka. It was Waka Flocka from New York, but he's Atlanta. All right, move on, man. Come on, man. Chain restaurants. I want some Thai food, man. Y'all ain't hungry.
Pad Thai sounds amazing.
Can you eat that and be vegetarian?
I eat Pad Thai all the time.
You want some? It was my overnight oats, my sequins.
Oh, you like that, John?
Let's order some food, Marquita.
Okay. Let's finish the episode. Then you worry about.
Well, I looked at chain restaurants and my stomach was like. Speaking of chain.
Mid episode. They want to order right now.
Man, watch out.
We in mid episode.
Mid episode. We taking nothing out. Greg already scanned through and found the ad. And he's somewhere building an eagle's nest with his bear. I'm going to throw it to you, Joshy.
Pad Thai is incredible. Ooh.
That was a bad throw.
That was a bad throw.
Did I mess up the camera?
That was a bad throw.
The trajectory was off, Josh.
That throw was crazy.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so this or that, Kev. Chain restaurants.
You know,
no bullshit.
Now you speaking my language.
All right, now.
Now you speaking what I'm talking about.
Is this going to be tournament style or just this or that? No, I just had a regular. Okay, here we go. Olive Garden or Applebee's?
Applebee's.
Oh, you said now, that quick.
Listen, I've been on the
Red
road.
Sticks.
I've been on the road many a year. Applebee's going to be near them comedy clubs. True. You go in there and get a little riblet platter.
Riblet.
They got solid burgers.
Riblets.
Oh, riblets? I don't think they come from the animal.
Yeah.
Because only Applebee's have them like that. I never get that. The way they have that like little thin bone, nobody else cut them like that. So I don't believe they're real.
Okay.
But Applebee's they know a guy, you know. Olive Garden breadsticks and Super Salad used to be good, but they done fell off pretty tremendously over the last 10 years.
Really?
Oh my God!
You went to Olive Garden recently?
In Washington, we used to go to Olive Garden tough.
Yeah,
because I mean that's
good.
Olive Garden and Red Lobster that's good eating.
Yeah,
owned by the same people.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that same company owns. But now that's up at Toscana. It's mostly water.
Okay,
so you're done.
All right, Applebee's it is. Huh?
Yeah, for me, Kevin, you can choose whatever you want.
I'm gonna go with Applebee's as well.
Yeah, the bread is good from Olive Garden, though. I'll give you all that.
All right. Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, baby, come on.
Versus Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, they Texas both got the Roadhouse. Good bread. But Texas Roadhouse bread is better.
It is better.
And look,
you got something against black bread? You got something against black bread. Because that Outback Steakhouse bread is black.
They got brown bread. Because the brown bread at Cheesecake Factory is the best brown bread this side of the Mississippi.
Shit.
Bread drunk
tough.
In Orlando, Florida.
Tough.
Tony was peeing in the lake.
I got bread drunk over the Christmas holiday. They kept making me biscuits.
Texas Roadhouse. Yeah. Listen, I'm doing okay in life. I'll eat at Texas Roadhouse right now.
Good.
Texas Roadhouse, don't make me know, never mind.
Listen, if it's good, it's good.
It's good. Things don't have to be expensive just to be good. And low-key, quiet is kept. Steakhouse to steakhouse ain't that much different. Listen. Sometimes you get a better steak, but mostly the fine dining stuff, it's the service.
Yeah.
But a ribeye, from place to place, ain't that different.
Ain't doing nothing special.
Yeah, ain't doing nothing different.
That, man.
Yeah.
All right. So Texas Roadhouse, I agree. Texas Roadhouse. All right. IHOP versus Waffle House.
Oh, wow. Now, I thought you were going to say Denny's. I'm going to Waffle House every time.
Easy.
It's not even
easy.
A question.
Easy.
More character. Better food.
They're going to be missing some teeth when they take your order, but that just makes the food even better.
Maybe the floor is slick.
Who cares?
Maybe you're getting a fight. Maybe
your
fight happens.
Grease and blood from the fight the previous night. But guess what?
But it's going to be cheap. All-star special.
Yes.
Good waffles.
You can watch them cook it.
They're going to bring you each item on its own individual plate or bowl.
Raw-handed.
And they got grits.
Them grits are fire.
IHOP don't have good. They don't even have grits here.
Grits.
Do they have, y'all who live in the South, do they have grits in the South at IHOP? They definitely don't have them here.
IHOP fell off.
IHOP fell off tough.
Yeah.
I don't even eat IHOP no more.
Not hitting
on them. The road, IHOP be the only thing available. Like, what else you going to eat?
What you going to do?
It's 1:30. It's 1:30.
Them grits be good at Waffle House.
Oh, my God. You know how much butter they put in there?
Ooh.
Way more than they put in peanut butter. This is not any of peanut butter. Okay, IHOP does have grits in the South.
They got grits in the South? Okay. Grits in the South is just a staple.
They do not have them in L.A.
They don't.
Okay. Chili's versus TGI Fridays.
Ooh. Chili's come back. They got the triple dipper. They got Josh and Imar go to Chili's. They go to Chili's, man. They got mozzarella sticks, good pull. They got the triple dipper. They got a new CEO, overhaul the menu.
Okay.
Three for me, man. Ooh. Chili's got a couple good things going.
Chili's trying to stay in the game.
TGI Fridays needs to be closed, honestly.
I thought they was closed, be honest.
TGI Fridays, all they had going was the Jack Daniel's whiskey ribs. They lost the trademark to that. They just call them sweet whiskey ribs. They can't use Jack Daniel's name no more.
I just changed my name. TGI Saturdays. It's a new spot. It's a new spot, y'all.
TGI Saturdays.
Come on.
There's hardly any Fridays going anymore.
I feel like
and Chili's is on the rise.
Chili's out here, man.
Yeah.
All right. Maggiano's versus Cheesecake Factory. Cheesesteak.
Ooh. Cheesecake Factory gets a lot of hard time, but it ain't never done me wrong.
That's because you can get anything and everything in that mug, man. They menu is the phone book. Whatever it is you into, it's in that menu.
I like Maggiano's. It's probably the best chain restaurant for Italian food there is.
But
I'm going to Cheesecake Factory. Give me them Southwest avocado egg rolls. Give me the little turtle cheesecake. And I don't even like cheesecake, but.
You don't like cheesecake?
I do not like cheesecake.
You tripping, though.
I don't like the texture. But yeah, give me Cheesecake Factory. They got good little drinks. Yeah, they're good, man.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings
Ugh.
Versus Hooters.
Ugh.
Double
up. Both those places stink.
One is better than the other.
I went to Hooters for my bachelor party. There's a family next to us.
The Hooters ain't really hooting like you expected. That was my whole thing. I thought the Hooters was going to be hooting.
Twin Peaks is more.
I was like, man, watch out.
Of the two, I'd go to Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah. B-dubs. Hooters food ain't not good.
No.
It was just the whole titties of it all.
Yeah. And then the titties ain't really there.
No, and then I kind of feel bad.
Yeah, now we over here. What are we doing here?
Yeah, man.
You know what? I'm out.
B-dubs, they got a good amount of TVs.
Yeah,
they got
lemon pepper. Get some decent celery sticks. Yeah,
they got the Big Buffalo.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
All right, man.
We forgot one thing, though.
What?
You keep skipping over the second part of the episode, man.
There was something other
music.
We got
a versus. We got a versus right here.
Oh, we got to do that. Let's just make it its own episode. How long was that?
You're only at 40. We can squeeze this in.
Why do I miss that?
You keep missing the
numbers this time.
That is more clear.
Right
I think
there.
I'm just hungry and I saw chain restaurants.
Who
do I get?
Who you
when
want?
We was arguing last time, we did this.
Who you want?
I feel like I'm gonna go. Let me go Whitney. Because
you think you're gonna win with the Whitney.
That's no. I think is it 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, we doing everything or just music? Just because we was arguing overall.
Oh, no.
Just music. Okay.
Yeah.
Psych. One more segment, y'all.
Song for song.
Song for song. Versus. Today, Whitney Houston versus Mariah Carey.
Boom.
10 songs. One playlist. Tony Baker, you got Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
I got Whitney Houston. I think I went first last time.
I can't remember.
I did.
Wait, you went first with Cali?
With Cali, I went first.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're up first.
All right.
I'm going to match you up.
Oh, you're going to match me
up? I'm going to match you
up. One sweet day, goddammit.
Dang.
One sweet day, I'm coming in with the amen.
Man, isn't that, so it must be the second greatest selling song of all time. Or no, the longest.
It was the longest at number one.
Until Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that song?
Yeah, I love that song. And that, it's emotional, too.
All right.
Man, you lost somebody? That shit come in hot.
Okay, One Sweet Day.
But don't be singing your songs, man. Just list them out. Because you always be singing the songs to try to get everybody riled up, man. Just say the shit. Because when it's his pick, he be like, let me sing the song all the way to the chorus and the chorus as well.
Oh, the bridge is coming.
Yeah, just to get everybody like, yeah, Kev. Nah, man, just say the shit.
Okay, fine. Okay, One Sweet Day. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't know numbers and all that stuff. So I'm just gonna go based on vibes. Yeah, I'm gonna go similar vibes. I'm gonna go Didn't We Almost Have It All?
What song is that?
He said don't sing, and you know how hard it was. Oh. Didn't we almost have it all? Okay.
What album is that on?
Whitney Houston's. Didn't we almost have it all?
Okay.
I don't know what album is on. Whitney.
Is it Whitney?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I'm trying to match your vibe.
Okay, I'm coming in. I'm coming in with the debut, Mariah. I'm coming in with Vision of Love, debut single.
I Will Always Love You.
Ooh, you went with the haymaker.
You said love, I said love. I Will Always Love You, Bodyguard soundtrack, Whitney's best album to me, and I know it's not technically her album, but also is. I don't care about the other songs.
Never bring up the other songs.
I don't care. Who even is on there? George Strait? Mac Dre, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whitney Houston album by default.
All right, match me up with the We. All right?
Okay.
We Belong Together.
Ooh, we, but I like singing.
You sing along.
We Belong Together.
You sing
together.
My shit, too.
Who's going to cook me into the circles? I just sang this song. Okay. Mm-hmm. She ain't got no song with We in the title.
She I thought she would have.
We Belong Together. I'm going to go Saving All My Love for You.
Oh, the cheating dude, song.
Dude, man.
There's a good old.
Yeah. That ain't nothing but Scissors the Weeknd in
people,
80s.
And people mad at Scissors to this day for having the Weeknd. But y'all love some Whitney Houston, even though she was prime side chick.
Jermaine Jackson. I told Melissa this, because the first SZA song she heard was The Weeknd. She was like, I don't like her. I said, Saving All My Love for You, Whitney might have been worse.
Yeah.
SZA only wanted The Weeknd.
Right.
Whitney was way more dastardly.
That dude had a family, and Whitney did not give a damn. Let's talk about what's real. If you're going to be mad at SZA, but you love with The Voice. Man. Keep that same energy.
My dad got so mad at me one time in church. He was playing a song on the church piano. And I was like, that sounds like Saving All My Love for You. He's like, it is not. This is for God. I was like, man. He was literally like, doom, 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 doom. I said, man, you playing Saving All My Love.
He was listening to it on the
loop. 1,000%.
That's what pissed me off about church folks, man. Oh,
here we go.
This is what pisses me off, man. Y'all be high and mighty, holier than thou, but you be on the back end, on the underneath.
Yeah.
You be all up in the filth and the stuff, but want to act like you better than it. See, that's what I'm talking about. Sick of it, man. Be who you are. Be real.
Listen to Whitney, y'all. It's all right.
Boom.
All right, you're up, man. Watch out.
Okay. I'm going to go. Because with Whitney Houston, you got to come swinging.
Come swinging.
I'm not coming light. I'm not coming soft.
Come swinging. Because
Whitney Houston is that woman.
Yeah. She's,
so when you fight Whitney Houston track for track, you got to come in swinging.
Come in swinging.
Brass knuckles on. So that's why I'm coming with the heavy Mariah Carey hits. Always Be My Baby.
Mm-hmm.
With Linger On. The feeling is strong.
All right. I'm going to match you up with I'm Every Woman.
Ooh, that's a good remake.
I'm Every Woman.
It's all in me.
I remember being a kid and I was like, I didn't feel comfortable saying I'm Every Woman. So I'd be like, I'm Every Woman's Dream. It's all in me.
It's funny. We always had the doctor, the lyrics.
You had to be, man, it. Even by
you
myself.
You know what that song? I never cared.
I didn't.
Okay. I was like, I'm Every Woman. It's all in me. Nigga. Niggas. I'm Every Woman, nigga. What? It's all in me, goddamn. Look at y'all,
Tone,
man.
Said I'm not changing nothing.
I ain't changing a goddamn thing.
And woman
thing.
Got two syllables. You can't say I'm every man, man.
Yeah,
like
I'm
it can't go.
I'm every male person. No, I'm every woman, man. Because we gotta stop acting like a woman is just trash.
Nah, man. Sing it the way she wrote it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. I'm coming in with Fantasy.
Oh,
sweet. It's hard. We resisting the singing. We like,
how can we sing?
We like, because we've been singing for a long time.
All right, you want to go fantasy? I want to go, I want to dance with somebody.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I want to dance with somebody. Me and Melissa was talking about going Halloween as her, as that version of Whitney.
Oh, wow.
Because people tell her she's like Whitney all the time. She get that wig going.
Yeah.
In that's the 80s stuff.
Big brown curly joint.
Yeah, right? yeah, auntie wig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to dance with somebody comes on the radio 48 times a day on 94.7 The Wave that hits from today and yesterday. That they gonna play that song.
I Wanna Dance With Somebody is an amazing song.
It might be the most 80s song.
Yeah.
Of all 80s songs. It is so, it's the colors.
Yeah.
It's the music video vibe. It's the way the music video is made.
It's big 80s.
That is big 80s, yeah, man. The shoulder pads feeling. It is 80s.
And you got to be able to sing oh, that goddamn song. Oh my God. And she makes it seem like it's just easy work.
I try to harmonize with it, and I thought I was doing good in my car, and I did. Here's the thing. They was like, flat.
Yo, man. Mariah Carey got some hits.
Jeez.
I'm looking at this list. I'm like.
Catalog is
Claude
deep.
Have mercy, Mariah Carey got deep. Songs. All right. I like this song a lot, the way she's singing it. And this is another song that's hard to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But she just belting that shit out. Emotions by Mariah Carey.
Man. Deeper than she has a great catalog.
Oh, man, her catalog. I'm looking at this. I'm like, yo, Mariah Carey, man.
I have the most nothing.
Without you.
I have nothing. Whitney might be her most beautiful. Singing I Have Nothing with the
oh yeah, she got the joint on,
man,
the old school, flappers type style.
Yeah, I have nothing, man. Tone
Whitney Houston always had a beautiful face.
Oh, gorgeous.
I don't know why I never crushed on her though.
I
never had a crush on Whitney Houston, but I thought her face was fantastic. But I was never just like Whitney.
She really was super wholesome, around the way girl. She was never billed as like, oh, Whitney.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, y'all, it's Whitney. It's like my homegirl, Whitney.
I don't know why.
So you were like, oh, I want to be respectful of Whitney. You acknowledge the beauty for sure.
Whenever I looked at her face, I was like, yo, her face is perfect.
Yeah.
But I was just never like.
Yeah.
I was Crush McGee back then. So I was like, how come Mariah Carey didn't, how come Whitney Houston never made the cut? All right. So. This is a personal pick for me.
And that's what the point is.
This might be my favorite Mariah song. It's between two songs that are my favorite.
Okay.
But this is one of them for sure. Breakdown with Bone Thugs.
Breakdown.
Steady breaking me on down.
Steady breaking me on down.
I love
down.
This song, dog.
Okay, that's
breakdown.
Good. Man, I'm running out of songs, but I'm running out of spaces, but I have a lot more songs. I'm going to go, man.
I want to sing Breakdown so bad.
You
should.
I'm fighting for my life.
I'm going to go one of my favorite songs. Hmm. How Will I Know?
Oh, okay.
How Will I Know?
That's your favorite? Whitney Houston?
No, of the stuff I ain't said yet.
Okay.
But I'm just like, I don't care how y'all feel.
How will I know if he really loves me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How will I know? I got to, how will I know?
How will I know?
I love, it's a, just a, it's good, like, man. They were probably doing the finest of cocaine with Whitney on the club. How will I? Man, turn the Whitney up. Studio 54. How will I know?
I'm going to go a little fun, upbeat, feel good. I'm going to go Dream Lover.
Dream Lover?
Dream Lover, come rescue me. Ooh,
yeah. Yeah.
Man, how many songs she got?
Vibes.
Dang, boy.
Okay, I'm going to go deep cut for old Kev.
Okay.
Exhale, shoop, parentheses. CeCe Winans, Whitney Houston, one of the few vocalists who could go up to Whitney.
Wait,
and you
CeCe
like.
CeCe was on that song? Or are you fumbling again? She's not on that song. You thinking on Count on Me Through Thick and Thin.
Exhale. Shoop, shoop. Count on me, thick and thin. What's Shoop Shoop? Am I tripping?
Everyone falls.
It's the same album. Sometimes. Big fumble. Fix it, Kate. Exhale, Shoop Shoop.
Good old Kev, man.
Good old Kev. All right.
Don't get that fumble. All right. How many? Where we at?
2, 4, 6, 8. So you got 2 more. Oh,
okay.
Lord.
All right.
Dang. Dang. Two more, Marquita Bradley? I am hungry, y'all. When I'm hungry, my brain don't connect to the right way. Right. I ain't ordered either. He said we can't. He said we have to finish our work first. This is going to take 30 minutes for the food to come. Now we're going to eat before 30.
I'm going to go.
He can do this. I'm trying to eat healthy, Josh. I'm getting hot.
This is one of the 2.5?
Huh?
This is one of the 2.5?
What do you mean 2.5? No. Oh. Thai food's not necessarily bad.
Okay.
I'm just going to give a pad Thai.
I'm going to do This is a deep cut. It was a single, but I feel like it wasn't like that.
Mhm.
But I'm going to just bring it here. Actually, no, I'm going to tuck that back
in. Tuck it back in.
I'm going to do Hero. With the strength to carry on. And the hero comes along with the strength to carry
on. Hey, Mariah Carey.
That's what I'm saying.
This catalog is insane.
This catalog is crazy.
This catalog is insane. I'm trying to remember. I don't think there was a time in my life when Mariah Carey wasn't on the radio. What was her first?
90s when she came out. The year.
I was 7. Okay, so there was some time. Yeah, it feels like she always been around, though.
Because somebody in the chat said the 80s Mariah. I'm like, she didn't even come out in the 80s.
She came out in 90?
Yep.
That was when she was.
This vision of love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay. I'm going to go, man, I want the people to agree with me, but I don't care.
You going personal or you going?
I'm going personal. I'm going the X-Men song. I'm your baby tonight.
That song is in my head a lot, actually.
It's a great, she has a lot of just catchy, feel good, fun song. I'm your baby tonight.
I'm your baby.
And whatever you want, whatever you have. They need to do that mix up because every time I listen to the X-Men theme song, I think of that Whitney Houston song.
Okay. I'm going to go with.
Oh.
A lot of people might not even know about this, but it keeps calling me, man.
Let it do.
Anytime you need a friend.
What that is, Tony?
Anytime you need a friend, I will be here. Never be alone again. It's fire. But it wasn't like a massive single for her, but it was a single. And it was, and then the choir coming in on that. I love that song.
Okay, and that's all that matters. Personal pick. That's all that matters. I'm gonna go personal too. All
right.
Y'all pick your own pick. I'm doing You Give Good Love.
Yes.
You give good love to me, baby.
That's my favorite Whitney Houston song.
Is it?
You give good love.
That's your favorite Whitney Houston song? That's
my favorite Whitney Houston song.
You Give Good Love is just a good time.
Yeah.
I wish she had a chance to live long and do some, just like a little Vegas residency.
She did a Vegas residency that was out of this world.
I would have paid. I had
even
a great time.
70% vocal capacity.
At 70%. Lean on your background singers. Yeah. I went to see Adele. Adele don't have like a lot of dance music.
Right.
You know, she set the piano on fire.
Yeah.
She got good background singers. She's really funny.
You're right. Her personality.
Adele
is
has much more stage presence when she's not singing. I thought she was shy. She walk around and she's low key hosting.
When you look at Adele, look at her visual and the style of music that she sings. She looks like a serious woman.
She does.
But then once she starts talking, you like, yo, man,
she's
we
just funny.
We kicking it, chilling.
She's very funny and very personable. I said,
great time.
We took the boys.
I love her.
Joe was like, man, no, I ain't mind the Adele. I ain't mind it at all. Yeah. But I think Whitney could have had that. Whitney was funny. I mean, she was You better lay low.
Her personality is crazy.
Out of Tone, I would have paid big bucks.
Absolutely.
I would have went down to the MGM Grand or the Sphere.
Her off the cuff with the audience would have been fantastic.
Telling stories.
Yes.
You don't got, we going to sing with you. Yeah. I don't need you to be you in 93. No. We going to sing.
We know the voice diminishes. We expect that. I know that. The good times and the nostalgia, we going to be singing with
you. Get you some 20-year-old background singers and have them do all the heavy lifting. You can do this. You know, the singer would be like, yo, yeah. I'm going to do my part.
Who y'all want to dance with?
Man, somebody who loves me.
We'll finish with somebody for you. Come on, man.
Give it to me.
Man. All right. That was a good verse.
That was a great verses, man. I did good this
Shout
time.
Shout out to Mariah I got a little mixed Whitney. Up. They both stacked.
Imagine they would have did a double headlining tour.
There's so many songs.
Because you didn't even do the Christmas song.
I didn't even think about the Christmas song. Yeah. The Prince of Egypt soundtrack.
What's that one?
That's
When You Believe.
When You Believe.
Dang. Yep. Prince of Egypt is a good soundtrack.
I ain't do Butterfly. I ain't do Honey.
She has too many. You could have did almost 10 Mariah Carey hip-hop remixes or hip-hop features.
I ain't do Someday.
She was feature McGee. Her and Old Dirty Bastard.
Jay-Z with Heartbreaker.
Man, come on. She had feature. She might be the most featured R&B singer of all time.
My Baby with Snoop. She also got the other song with Snoop that I like. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Boom, 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 boom. What's the name of that song?
Ice Love.
Ice Love.
Baby, I'm ready to go. So, say something.
Say something.
Say something. That's on fire. That's, that's on that album. Fire, man. Say something that's fire.
You know what Mariah Carey music reminds me of? If you had like a girlfriend in high school and you was taking her to the fair on a sunny day, Mariah Carey music is, I'm baking
for sure.
You want to go on the Ferris wheel? That is where. Let's go on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, we can do a funnel cake. Yep. Like, so much of her music is just like.
It could be all Mariah at that carnival.
I'll be happy and with it.
It would fit right in.
It would fit you. If I did a movie score and it was 80s, coming of age, even though
and
it did come of age.
Were you wrapping up that day at the carnival with that girl just slowing down?
Then you got, she got you.
She got you on the slowdown.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, man.
All right, y'all, we done and we're ordering lunch. If you're on Patreon, just give us a second. I can't eat healthy and wait long. I can do one or the other. I can't do both.